code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts with the Cutting Through the Matrix on September 6, 2012. For newcomers, I'll suggest you go to cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and help yourself to the audios for free download. There's well over 1,000, and I show you the system you're born into, give you a lot of the names of the big wigs who started up this world organization a long time ago, openly that is, existed long before, obviously under covert of covert means and names and so on, associations, but they came out publicly and published their views and their opinions and their plan, in fact, for a world-type government, but not just any type of government. They believed in eugenics, they believed in the class system, they believed in peer types and superior types, and the fact was, you see, all those guys were very, very rich at the time. Some of them even owned a good chunk of the world, like the Rothschilds, that merged with the Milner Group after the Cecil Rhodes Foundation, and formed the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and they thought they could run the world better and plan it better to suit themselves and all the corporations that they owned as well, and bring down the population gradually after a post-industrial era. That's what we're in now today, of course, and they have their world meetings yet on depopulation at the United Nations in the Department. They have a Department of Population, it used to be Population Reduction, but now it's called the Department of Population. So we're living through really nasty times. All the cancers have gone up, of course, skyrocketing, and lots of other kinds of disease, autoimmune problems are skyrocketing too, and allergies, and at the same time they give you more inoculations to help you, and of course these are the problems that actually cause all the problems in the first place, all these inoculations, vaccines, well documented, but they don't want to change, of course, because it's working, it's dumbing folk down, it's coming folk off earlier, and it's making people wide open to any kind of simple infection that their bodies should be able to clear up, but cannot do it anymore. It's quite simple, really. It's all based on trust, and you must get a domesticated herd to trust the shepherd, the good shepherd, and they've done a good job on that for a long, long time. So help yourself to the audios. Remember, too, that you are the audience that bring you to you. Don't bring on advertisers as guests that scare the hell out of you and give you the solution in the last 5 minutes. And for a fee, of course. I don't have shares in any companies or products that are being sold. All I do is sell the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and you can help me out by purchasing them or donating. It's up to yourselves. And from the US to Canada, remember, you can use personal checks or international postal money orders from your post office. You can also use cash, send cash, or use PayPal. Across the world, you've got Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal. Remember, straight donations are really, really welcome, because I don't push any. If you want to make money in this line here, you've got to get mass advertising. Mass advertising, that's what pays. And you don't draw eye, even on making videos. But every video you put out then is just simply a PR thing and an ad for you, because you're making money off advertising. So it's up to you to say. What I do is, I don't think science, left and wing and right wing, I think it's all nonsense personally. And of course the dialectic proves that, the sciences of the dialectic process. The big wigs picked this a long time ago, and they said people will always pick one party or another, and we'll give them a thing called democracy. And democracy, you don't vote in a new party because you like them, you simply vote in the other party because you're sick of the last party, and that's how it works. That's why they don't have revolutions every 5 years or so, because you get suckered by every party who comes in, and you get sick of them, and you try the other side once again. Back and forth like a tennis match, forever and ever, and folk never catch on. They never catch on. Because there's only one agenda in the world, and it's been there for an awful long time. Awful long time. Generations have lived through this agenda, and never known it. Back with more after this break.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi folks, I'm back heading through the Matrix. I've talked about reality so many times. What is reality? Reality for most folk is waking up every day and sharing their opinions, which have been given to them by the previous night's news, with their friends, and bouncing off their ideas to their friends, and their friends bouncing back again. And if you all agree, because you've all been given the same indoctrination, you've actually all been given the same education as well, which prepares you for subsequent propaganda. I've gone through that with Jack Salal before, who says education is primary, a primary necessity for subsequent propaganda to take effect. So you bounce off the ideas with your friends, and because it all comes back the same as you, you say, well, I must be sane. And that's as far as you think. You never think at all, or you suspect to think further beyond what you already are thinking. And there might be something more to this reality than meets the eye. And of course, that's the way the government really runs. For a lawful thing, really, for centuries, going way back to even Francis Bacon's day. Francis Bacon wrote a bunch, almost a resume for the king, you might say, and presented it to the king. And he said that it's best that government never really discloses its true intentions on anything, to the general people, the public. And that is true. It's never changed. It's really a priority up there in government. That's the way it will always be. And you can take that to the bank if there's only one worth saving. But the fact is, they're not given any truth on anything. That's why every government has huge marketing departments of public relations people who've all worked in the biggest marketing departments in New York and elsewhere in the world. And that way they can spin the truth and give you maybe a partial truth, you see. And a partial truth is And they're very, very common with two. They simply straight out lie to you, and the public will believe it, because the bigger the lie, the more the person, individual, says, well, no one can say such a big lie. They'd blush or something, because they say, well, I couldn't do that. You know, most people say, well, I can see a little lie and understand that. But you cannot understand someone giving a really whopper, a big lie, but they blaming some other country they want to invade and telling some awful stuff about them that isn't true. So it must be true. I mean, who wants to tell such a big lie? And that's how simple it is to put out propaganda to the public. Plus, when you've been trained in this oligarchic system where you're down at the bottom, you believe all the more readily because you're taught and trained, and most people haven't thought that through. You just take it through osmosis, as they say, that these people are somehow better or smarter than you are. You really do believe that, whether you like to admit it or not, you believe that. And and you do that because of, number one, your status in the system, and you take it by that the income must be massive compared to yours. So that proves, the income actually proves that they're smarter than you. That's what you think, you see. And it's very, very simple to get lots of people at the top there to put on this pretense to the general population. And therefore, they never question it at all. Most folk truly never question it. And there's countless millions watch the news every day, religiously at 6 o'clock, and believe everything that they're told. Because why on earth would your government lie to you? That's really how simplistic they are. Because they're domesticated. They believe and trust their government so implicitly. It would never occur to them that these organizations, as they came out in the 1800s openly, to take over the world's resources, like Cecil Rhodes, who was in business with Rothschild when they started up their society to cause wars across the world. And by starting the wars with using mercenaries like they did with the Boer War, and then going to Britain and saying, oh, the Boers have attacked us. And then in come the British troops, paid for by the British taxpayers. And then Rhodes and others grabbed all the gold and silver and diamonds in South Africa. And that's all documented in the Council on Foreign Relations on records, because that's the outshoot of that, because the Cecil Rhodes Foundation merged with the Alfred Milner Group of International Moneylenders and formed the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And they came up with this idea, they would take over all of the world's resources. That includes water, by the way. Water, food, everything that you need to live on. Because they sat a long time ago, 100 years ago, and said, how do you make a person's life? And what gives them freedom? And so they had to narrow all the choices that you have to be independent and eventually make you interdependent. When you're interdependent, that means you're not independent. You're dependent on the near system. That's what it means. Interdependence. For everything you need for survival. And then they had the great idea, too, and they've used this for an awful long time. You saw it even had it in the Soviet Union. Because it's the same boys, you see, that ran London and ran the Soviet Union for the whole length of its career. And in the Soviet Union, they had factories in different sort of provinces in Russia competing with each other for the best workers. They would work for pretty well nothing. No, for the cause and all that nonsense. And we'd do the same thing based on our ideology, too, in the West. But to compete with all these other countries, supposedly, in wages, and produce, and prices, competition. So we're like a child, like school children at a race, when a beanbag race, you all are taught to go and get that beanbag. Only one can grab it, but the rest of you all try. You see? And that's what they do with countries, that they're all competing against each other. The same bankers, by the way, that own the private central banks, because there's just one cabal of bankers across the planet. They're all competing with each other and then blaming you when you can't make it. They know you're not going to make it. But no one will admit this. No government will admit this because, you see, the Council on Foreign Relations, Royal Institute for International Affairs, have put in your prime ministers and presidents across the world for 100 years. Well, actually more than 100 years. That's what Professor Carl Quigley said, the historian for the group. He says, if there hasn't been a president or prime minister for since the late 1800s that we haven't put in. It doesn't matter about the rest of them below. It's the guys at the top you've got to put in. Very easy to control, manage. And that's why when one group goes out, you say, my God, the same system's carrying on. The same agenda. More wars, more plundering countries, more taxpayers funding and bailing out banks. As they get richer and richer and richer, we're bailing out banks. As you go across the world plundering for oil fields and everything else they get their hands on, we pay for it all. And people think this is normal. They really think it's normal. Because most of them are mentally ill. You understand, if you're not aware of what's happening, you're technically mentally ill. You're not in reality. You're not in reality. Think about it. Now, here's an article. Here's an example, for instance. It says, Spain value-added tax. Now, all the countries in the world under this globalization process have to get value-added tax on the bill. And Canada, we voted it down, so they put it in and called it HST. It's the same thing as value-added tax. And what happens is if you get a little bit of iron ore, for instance, and you smelt that to get the iron out of it, then when you sell it to the guys who make something from the iron, well, you have to pay maybe up to 15% or more, depends on how much they decide, of value-added tax for every step of the process until you have the final product. So each time it changes hands, you've got value-added tax. By the time it's finished, the government's rolling in cash on everything. And Britain, they have it on your food and everything now. And the big bankers came up with this idea of value-added tax, you see. And governments never have enough. I don't care how much you give them. There will never be enough for the big projects and paychecks. But so Spain's value-added hike is the largest in history. It says, stunning ineptitude that will make history books. So the fiscal deficits continue to mount in Spain in spite of austerity measures, as poverty measures, you know, cutting back and don't eat and everything, and tax hikes. So a great idea is to increase the tax hikes when folk can't afford to eat. I mean, you understand this is nonsensical. So Spain desperately needs to work reforms, but on that score there's been little progress. Instead, the government keeps hiking taxes to combat ballooning deficits. Well, of course we've got ballooning deficits because, I mean, borrowing and borrowing by order of the EU Parliament, this new Soviet Parliament, that runs on behalf of the bankers, set up by the Ministry of International Affairs, EU. And so they've got to keep borrowing money from other countries to bail themselves out. And they're getting charged massively high interest rates because of the bad shape they're in. You can't get out from under it. They all know this. And they're just selling off islands and everything for these swine, the big bankers. That are the bosses of the EU, you see. So as the government keeps hiking taxes to combat ballooning deficits, you see further declining revenues in which the government hikes taxes again and again in an absurd attempt to make up for those shortfalls. So you can't keep borrowing money, plus with this massive interest rates, and keep taxing to pay it back when there's no work in the first place. Know what they're doing, though, big boys. And this is from a Google translator, so it's not the best English. It says, each Spanish person pays an average of 20.8% value-added tax. That's pretty well on everything. 369 per year, 6 days of extra work to comply with the Treasury. The value-added tax increase, which took effect on Saturday, raising the general rate from 18% to 21% taxes. That's just on every purchase that you make. Reduced from 8 to 10%, while the super reduced duty on staple foods and so on remains 4%. In addition, hundreds of products previously taxed at 4% as school supplies and 8%, such as phone, film, and hairdressers, passed it on to 21%. So it's gone up nearly three times, multiplying its previous taxations. They're really screwing these people. And they all sit back and think it's normal. Back with more after this.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're back coming through the Matrix and talking about the farce of the system and how actually what's happening in Spain is simply part of the plan. Do you understand how much money all the governments in Europe and the European Union, every country, have had to borrow from the private banksters that own the central banks that are running the whole show? I mean, that they've borrowed more billion, actually over $1 trillion to throw into these holes in Greece and Spain. Surprised if the countries that were functioning okay, it would take maybe another 100 years for the banks to have made this much money out of all the countries that borrowed from them. So they create this crisis and they exploit it to their hilt, and they keep it going in a circle. And every country keeps borrowing money. Even the States and Canada put money into this. And it's just in this black hole, supposedly. No money in heaven. Like, there's got guys in the U.S. that said there goes to money in heaven when the banks crashed. Somebody's got the key to that vault, mind you. It's all a con job. See, Spain's unemployment rate's over 25%, and the youth unemployment rate is now 53%. Yet the fools in the Spanish government hike taxes yet again, this time by the largest amount in history. Now, by the book, in economics, that's what they're supposed to do. While you're borrowing all this money, you're going to hike taxes until there's not enough folk left to pay the taxes to pay anything back. But they want them destitute in this country, utterly destitute. And it's got other goals to fulfill as well, because, you see, this crisis that they brought on, the bankers brought on, by design, big think tanks, everything worked on this for a long time to get this started and get it going, to amalgamate the European countries even further. brothers, you know, what may happen to us all, you know. Well, it wouldn't have happened to any of them that hadn't joined the Union. And it would be borrowing money from the banks to throw any other countries in Europe either. So it's all planned this way. They're big smart guys, the guys who handle cash all the time, and make, you know, they make trillions off the idiots down below. They've got every scam in the book, but this is to amalgamate Europe even further under fear, and so they're politically totally united. And they'll have one, I mean, they want to do away eventually with all the little parliaments and the ex-nations that they have. And have the one super parliament running everything across the whole of Europe. So you can either do it with tanks and guns, like the Soviet Union, or you can do it this way, through the legalist, you know, system, and just keep drafting up documents and treaties and all of this, sign it, and amalgamate. Until that's it. And plus, it achieves all these goals. There's no culture left. They said there must be a European culture. Well, who's going to create it? What will it be? Those are slaves, is what it will be. It doesn't matter what accent can give you all. Or you can give you a new language, it doesn't matter. And in fact, they're trying Esperanto years ago, trying to get a common language for the whole of Europe and the world. From the same sources, of course. As I say, we're taught to go up and compete and compete. What is school all about? Well, compete. And all your track events and field track events, compete. Winners and losers. Getting trained for the economic system, you see. And then, as I say, once you've got your country working fairly well, oh, now you've got to compete with all the other countries and sign these treaties so you can compete through trade and the rest of it. Years and years and years ago, I said that they'll amalgamate the whole of Europe, they'll cause the crisis to make them all amalgamate politically, economically, every way they can. And then they'll have them competing with China. And sure enough, you've got all these articles out too. Oh, you've got to compete with China now. Well, how can you compete with a country that's got the biggest labor base on the planet, cheap labor, from a people who've never known independence, personal independence? In fact, it's never dawned on most of them in China to be even an individual. It's not in their culture. You simply serve the state. It doesn't matter what flag's waving over there. And you also have the cheapest labor on the planet. You don't need much at all. That's what they're given, a couple of bucks a day at most. And well, you can't even pay your taxes per day in the West on a couple of bucks, never mind put a roof over your head and get your fuel for the winter and all the rest of it and keep yourself going. So even to suggest you've got to compete with them is obviously absurd. It's meant to be absurd. But you're supposed to believe you can do it. And most people go, well, I've got to compete with them. Meanwhile, your own governments, because they're not yours, never were yours, by the way, signed the World Trade Organization treaties to make sure that all the plans that gave you all work of these international corporations that were in your country are all moved off into China. But you're still got to compete with China, I tell you. Can you understand what I'm saying? It's quite simple logic. Not difficult to comprehend. You've got to see what the real purposes are behind it all. And you better. Now, banks have always been in the business of conology. I mean, money itself is a con game. Anybody who's given the power over money is a con artist. Because anyone can understand basic money. But not these guys with a compound interest. And their hedge funds and all the different things that they do. They're even basically betting in the stock market now on the weather. Because, you see, there's weather control. For those who are so dumb down, they really don't believe it or know it. But we've had weather control steadily from 1998, this geoengineering. And the big boys are in on it. They know who's going to get the drought this year because it'll be caused, and who's going to get the flooding this year. And you can tell what the price of foodstuffs is going to be, and they're making a fortune. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I go back cutting through the matrix and I talk about the chronology in the world, and lots of chronology going on all over the place, of course. And there's big plans for all of us. As we never the shepherds always make a massive profit, even before, even during actually a cull. They cull off, you know, too much stock. They make a massive profit on everything. The health industry, whatever it happens to be, they make a profit off it, massive profit. There's an article here, too. There's so many, you can't keep count of them anymore. And actually, I think all these stories are coming out to get you used to the fact that the banks are simply corrupt and accept it. And because people are so domesticated now, they go along with, oh, well, yes, that's the way things are. The bank where 4 in 10 staff are paid to rip off customers, it says, as this taxpayer-backed Lloyds is facing fine over claims that most missold products. And it says a probe in the bank's incentive scheme uncovered serious failings at Lloyds, which now faces further investigation and a potential penalty or slap on the wrist. The investigation by FSA found that 22 banks, building societies and insurers, were giving incentives to staff to mis-sell. They found staff were giving huge bonuses and others were lying and cheating customers for cash. The new FSA boss, Martin Wheatley, says the culture has to stop within 18 months. Why would you even give them 18 months? This would be stupid. Would they give you 18 months to stop doing something illegal? Financial institutions have changed their view of consumers from someone to serve to someone to sell to, he said. I don't think they ever had to sell you as somebody to serve. There's another meaning for being serviced, by the way. The staggering extent to which high street bank staff are chasing bonus and commission routinely ripping off customers was laid bare in a scathing report yesterday. At the same time, the Daily Mail can reveal that 40% of staff at Lloyds Banking Group earn extra payments if customers are persuaded to buy additional financial products. They get bonuses if they can entice millions of loyal account holders to fork out for costly insurance policies or premium current accounts which charge a monthly fee. And it's just separately in a report by the Financial Service Authority regulator. They've been doing this forever, as far as I remember. Published yesterday, account holders were said to be viewed only as sales targets exploited by pilots high and sell it quick tactics that verge on the criminal. Well, there's never been anything honest in the money. What about the guys that run it? There really hasn't been. As I say, when banks can literally put bets on countries failing, during the banking collapses, some of the big boys had started companies up, which they then sold, and then they put bets on that company that just sold failing. All this, you can't keep up with the scams that they're up to. You just can't do it. They've got your whole world's food supply up in the stock market and the futures. And see, the big boys at the top know exactly, like Monsanto, they're in it too. They know exactly what countries are going to get flooded and which ones are going to get the drug, because we've been doing it since 1998 under geoengineering and weather warfare. I might try and get the link for that, Why in the World of the Spring. And the first one was called What in the World of the Spring, because it goes through a lot of this stuff too. It's been going on for years now, daily, by the way. And it's all the top geoengineers talking about the effects it would have on the public, vegetation, everything. And it's all here. It's all around you. Ask any pharmacist what the biggest change has been since 1998. Bronchial problems, allergy problems, nasal, throats, congestion, antibiotics. Because we're breathing in stuff that kills you. And they knew that before they started. Again, back to this article here. Banks were told to get their act or face a major clampdown. Oh, we've got a threat that is. It revealed that one firm had been referred to its Enforcement Financial Crime Division. Sources named the bank as Lloyds, which is 41% owned by the taxpayer. Now, isn't that a joke? The government owns it. But they fund it by you. Do you get anything back from Lloyds? No, you don't. See, your governments are simply corporations. They're listed as corporations. You're put down as the guy who you're the guarantor for every loan you take out. You. If you got a bill every month and you saw the increases on what you owe your government for all the loans they're taking out all over the world, if you got a bill every month, it would sink home into some kind of frequency, but they don't give you that, do they? So it's kind of unreal to you. You're still paying it, so we don't get grandchildren, for those who are not sterile, that is, down the road. This is the real world you're living in. And an article 2 came out of CNN. It's a census. Fewer white babies are being born. Well, they don't only get born now. They abort most of them. That's what the white mothers are doing. It says U.S. minorities now represent more than half of America's population under the age of one. The Census Bureau said historic demographic milestone with profound political, economic, and social implications. The Bureau defining a minority as anyone who is not single, race white, and not Hispanic, released estimates on Thursday showing that 50.4% of children younger than one were minorities as of July the 1st, 2011, up from 49.5% from the 2000 census taken in April 2010. So, this is the latest statistics, which also count the national population younger than five as 49.7%. Minority in 2011, an increase from 49% in 2010, portend a future of more racially diverse America with new and growing populations playing more important roles politically and economically in years to come, analysts say. Then they go into the breakdown of who's coming in, and of Asians and so on coming in, and really going up from India and China and elsewhere, and who's taking over gradually. So I'll put this link up tonight as well. And another predictive programming thing we're getting it steadily maybe 2-3 times a year now is to hype it up. That's how they train you for the inevitable, as they call it, at the top. And you're the cattle at the bottom. And it says that future foods. Once again, the same story. What we'll be eating in 20 years' time. Now, I'll preface this by remembering by saying to you that the United Nations and all the greenies and every government has said, oh, farming is unsustainable. Then they go into all this nonsense with their mathematics about how much it takes to feed one cow for a year or whatever and how much grass it's going to eat and yada, yada, yada. And how it's unsustainable, so what they find an alternate way of doing it. So they want to feed the insects once again, and back the insects again, you see. All ties together. That says volatile food prices and a growing population. Actually, the population is not growing. If you look at the United Nations' own figures, they say that the domestic people in their own countries are not, they're actually declining. Immigration is only what keeps it up. Understand how you can alter anything by bending the truth or a mission to leave an opinion that you want embedded in someone's brain. But it's not growing. And so volatile food price and growing population, we have to rethink what we eat, says food futurologists. So you've got food futurologists, right? So what might we be serving up in 20 years' time? It's not immediately obvious what links NASA, the price of meat and brass bands, but all fear playing a part in shaping what we eat in the future and how we'll eat it. And they go into food we used to eat and so on. We did eat this stuff. In your time, split roast dolphin was on the menu. Well, the average peasant wasn't allowed even to get deer meat, or he was hung by the Lord. So, no, we didn't get any of that at all. Anyway, his banquets would include peacock, heron, porpoise, and seagull. No, the average peasant didn't get that either, but even the throwaway chicken bones. So this lie, 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 you see. So rising food prices, why is that? As I say, because a handful of companies now own the entire world's food agricultural system. That's why. And I bet you anything that the majority shelf holders in each company are the same guys. It's really like one big company. I'm not kidding you. Because you see, we should call them secret societies or societies with secrets. And then we call them clubs. Then we call them monopolies, you see, and cabals. It's the same darn thing, folks. Still here with us, very, very much so. Some of them are very old cabals. And we decided to go after the whole world's food supply, like I said at the beginning of this broadcast, and the water supply too. So in the UK, meat prices are anticipated to have a huge impact on our diet. Some in the food industry estimate they could double in the next 5 to 7 years, making meat a luxury item. Now, as many of us have grown up with cheap, abundant meat, well, I certainly never did that. So the food futurology, how do you get a degree in a food futurology? Morgan Gay. Rising prices mean we're now starting to see the return of meat as a luxury. Well, that's where they're going to make it for all of you, you see. And they've said that over and over and over again, because, you see, they want you dumbed down. If you don't have enough protein and enzymes and so on, your brain doesn't mature, remember. You have stunted mental growth as well. That was known in ancient times. Ancient Egyptians knew that, because they trained their slaves. That's what they fed the slaves. You know. Even tried different vegetarian diets on them, and restricted even them. There's nothing new under the sun. The same cons go on, and everybody's trying to convince you of how you must behave and what you must eat and all the rest of it. You see, it's all one big plan. Bring it all together, it's all one big plan. Quite simple. Another racket, of course, because you've got a monopoly on the healthcare system, and you've got big pharma in bed with the healthcare boys, and a lot of them, again, the shareholders and top corporations of pharma also, that have the main shareholders in hospital systems as well. This is true. $83,046 for a 3-hour hospital visit. Why are hospital bills so outrageous? The fastest way to go broke in America is to go to the hospital. And that's true. You'll see houses being sold off across the states, estate sales, to pay for hospital bills. Because these days it seems almost like everyone's an outrageous hospital bill story to share. It's getting to the point where most people are deadly afraid to go to the hospital. Actually, you should be. All the financial progress that have made in recent years can literally be wiped out in just a matter of hours. For example, you're about to read about an Arizona woman that was recently charged 3-hour hospital visit. How in the world is anyone supposed to pay a bill like that? She's already a hard time understanding why a visit to the doctor should even be more than a couple of $100, or why a hospital stay should even be more than a couple of $1,000. Outrageous hospital bills are a real pet peeve, and I've not even been to the hospital in ages, according to Arthur. What makes all this even more infuriating is that Medicare, Medicaid, and the big insurance companies are often charged less than 10% of what the rest of us are billed for the same procedures. It says there's a reason why 41% of all working-age Americans are struggling with medical debt right now. It's because our healthcare system has become a giant money-making scam. It's run by the same people who run the banks, by the way. Millions of desperate Americans go into hospital every year, assuming they'll be treated fairly, but in the end they get stuck with an incredibly outrageous bill, and in many cases, cruel debt collection techniques are employed against them if they don't pay. By the way, if you have any really severe illness or terminal, something that's classed as terminal, a lot of these guys want to give you forms at hospitals on how to get your parents or your relatives to remortgage their homes to pay for your bill if you decide to take the treatment. But they do this all in advance. They give you little courses on how to do this. They're such stinking, greedy bar stewards, you see. But I've been raking it in incredibly well right up till now. And so considering the fact that over the next 20 years, the number of Americans 65 years or older is projected to double that number, it's going to go even higher. In fact, the U.S. healthcare system was the nation that would be the sixth largest economy on the entire planet. It's because it's an awfully greedy system, and it's a monopoly system as well. Monopoly system for big bucks. That's what it's there for. It's not there to help you. It's a business that's meant to rig you to the bitter end, to your last breath, literally. Rig it off you. That's what it is. Nothing else. I get all the propaganda dramas and movies you've watched with doctors and hospitals. That's the big that's nothing but propaganda. It's actually all went through all that too. Same with cop shows. They're there for big buckaroos. It doesn't change much, so does it? Because it's true. It's that you don't live in a free system. If you're in a free system, there'd be competition, different kinds of hospitals even come up, but they wouldn't license you, you see. Big boys don't take any competition. Rockefeller said it himself, his competition is a sin. He was talking on behalf of a particular religion he believes in. Competition's a sin. And how everyone, too, is so screwed up with this internationalism today. $100 billion LNG projects imperiled by African gas rush. They find all this gas in Africa, so they're literally abandoning other places across the world that they just started to drill and pulling all their cash back. They're actually getting all the cash from the governments to do it, right? Because they always do. We'll change our minds. We have to go off to Africa now and drill there instead. So the discovery along Africa's east coast, the world's biggest gas finds in a decade, threatens under investment plans on the other side of the Indian Ocean. Royal Dutch Shell, BG Group, with the UK and France's Total may hold scale-back projects to build liquefied natural gas export plants in Australia and switch to Tanzania and Mozambique, where the new prospects lie, and will cost about half as much, according to Jefferies International. As I say, how much do you think the Australians already given them to start doing it? To all the private corporations get paid. Because all we can't do it ourselves once you get money from the government to get started, you know. It's corporate welfare. We've been doing this all our lives and before we were born. That's how it's always run. So the LNG boom in Australia, where $180 billion of planned investment was set to make gas the country's fastest growing export over the next 5 years, was losing strength as labour and material shortages forced up building costs. As energy companies consider the next $100 billion of projects to switch to East Africa would hold back Australia's market share in China and India, where energy consumption is forecast to raise more than 60% by 2030. See, if you understand, you don't have countries anymore. You haven't had them for a long time. If you did, you wouldn't be bothering. You wouldn't even in your head, well, we've got to compete with a third country over there. You'd make sure that the money was taken off, that the rake off the taxpayer was put back into the economy for the taxpayer. care of their own. They let the world go where it wants to go. They've got all the countries competing with every other country. And it's disgusting. Competing, competing, competing. And you pay for it all. All of it. You see, they've got a little plant, and they brought a Honda van into Ontario. The Canadians in Ontario and such pay for roads to get built into this plant. We built the plant pretty well through the taxpayers' money. And all the lighting systems that they could brought in along with the highways they built into it. All the water, electricity, everything. We paid for all. And they can have a move when they're finished. Just, that's it. Thank you very much, Ron. Private enterprise, who's kidding who? Back with more after this break.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Waterbank, cutting through the matrix, and we've got a caller that just be still on the line with Dave from San Francisco. Hey there, Dave.
Oh, yeah. How are you, Alan? Good show. You know, I tuned in late. Were you basically talking about LIBOR mostly, or just even larger picture?
The larger picture, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I don't know if you've been talking specifically about LIBOR, but I've been paying attention to it for a good month or two, and reading there are a lot of new emails that are coming up that are showing that LIBOR basically has been creating these false interest rate data for many decades. Yeah. It was thought that it only went back to 2006, but basically, they've probably been doing it since LIBOR was created in 1984. And yeah. So the very idea that scoundrels have been setting the interest rate that the rest of the world must live up to, and so this whole issue about whether the politicians are courageous enough to go against the 18 largest banks in the world, whether the Treasury Secretary has remained silent, whether the various finance ministers of various nations of the world have remained silent when it was obvious that these interest rates were fraudulent. You know, it really gets into just the obvious proof that this has been going on and that the baby boom has been looted and many other generations have been looted.
Absolutely. I mean, this is getting together like a big cabal and rigging the interest rates amongst them. Big corporations do this on every level, even the food supply and stuff like that. They rig the prices of things. But definitely with banks, they've been at this, I think, really forever. And all these big banks are connected in many other ways as well. But, it came out with, it was the top banks in London, the top banks, Barclays, etc. That's where it sort of blew. And even the top guys in the Bank of England were giving them kind of friendly, very friendly warnings for 5 years. It was becoming so obvious even to the public they better do something about it, which he really meant was find a way to keep it even quieter.
Well, you know what's interesting? I don't know if you've ever gone into much detail about BCCI, but basically, if I understand right, BCCI was created back in the 70s, and so when Jimmy Carter, every one of the 50 states had different usury laws. I lived in Missouri where they had 6%. Many states had approximately 7%, but there were a lot of states that had, I think Utah had a 0.7% usury law. And the veterans of World War II were given interest rates. If you wanted to buy a house under VA, your interest rate was 1.5%. And the average person who didn't have a VA note were paying around 3%. But the baby boom, the baby boom came of age in the late 60s and started hitting the workforce, and all of a sudden the interest rates started going up to 5% and 6%. And there was no logical reason why they should have had to pay these higher interest rates. They were very educated. There were a lot of opportunities for the baby boom, and all of a sudden they were paying higher interest rates rather than lower. So
that's correct. And also, too, that was when the CIA were heavily involved with the BCCI as well.
Exactly.
And they were using all this extra cash to move armaments across the world for wars and so on. And that all came out as well, too, but you're quite right with that. It was the baby boomers, and again, the new generation that became the CEOs, and here you are, they have no conscience at all in ripping off their fellow Americans or British or anybody else. Yep. You're quite right with that. So thanks for calling. And from Hamish Massell from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to your God, or your God's goal with you.
It's true.